Welcome to I Do, I Did, I'm Done, the podcast about life's challenges and how to handle them. I'm Randy Fincher. I'm a wife, mama, and a wedding planner.
And I'm Henry Fincher, and I'm a trial lawyer.
We're married. Episode 17. And we are going to talk about what everyone has been messaging us about constantly. Other than wonderful sex advice, they want to also hear about the world of Ozempic. So here we are talking about our sexy new bodies with Ozempic. Thank you, Ozempic.
And they are not a paid sponsor.
No, they're not.
But if they want to be, we'll
definitely put you in our show notes. But talk about your experience with Ozempic. Well, before I ask you that question, we need to talk about the wonderful Tyroma Rigsby, who hooked us up on Ozempic because she is an angel from heaven. So thank you, Tyroma, for making me look like a snatched MILF. But please, Henry, share with us your Ozempic story.
Sure. Well,
focus on that journey.
For those who don't know, Tyroma is a nurse practitioner in Lebanon, Tennessee, and she provides a variety of,
services.
Mostly cosmetic services at this point. She's got more degrees than anyone I've ever seen.
She's the best.
Yeah, she really is.
She travels to Cookeville, so that's how we met her.
Yeah. So Ozempic is a semi-glutide. It's a drug that was developed for folks with diabetes, and it regulates your appetite, and I guess through regulating blood sugar or something like that. Sorry.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, outside my competency, but the shit works. So let me talk about it a little bit, how I learned about it. I learned about it from you.
Your
darling wife. I did, because we had both, during the stay in the NICU in particular, because we were stressed and we were
healthy,
unable to exercise like one should. We were away from home, and we were unable to eat healthy, and we had no real routine, and we were under enormous pressure, worried about the baby and everything else. We weren't sleeping much. Anyway, we both ballooned. I did. I went from, and mine was a little more gradual. Back when Randy and I met each other as adults, I guess.
We won't get into that story.
Yeah. As we met as adults, I was around 245, which is pretty heavy for me. By the time I decided middle of last year to start on Ozempic, I was in the 270s. My doctor had told me that pull no punches. The dear Ken Wood, and he's a great doctor. He says, look, 4 or 5 more years, you're going to come in here, you're going to weigh over 300 pounds, and you're going to wonder why your freaking knees don't work. Get a hold of yourself, you know, eat less, start doing something. And I tried that. Now, before, back probably around 2011, I was up to 260, and I did it the hard way. I restrained my eating. I ran. I got into long distance running, high altitude mountain climbing, but I didn't have young children at home and a hot wife. And so, yeah, I could go off for 4 or 5 hour runs and nobody cared. And
I
was
great. I would put out a missing alert.
The cat would be there when I got back. Randy would be out and have poor Sheriff Ferris or somebody else
grab by
the ear trying to track me down. So
it's fine. I'll just put a tracker in your shoe.
It's all right. So good. But anyway, this time I've been a little bit older and having even less of a chance to do that. I wasn't sure what to do, but I knew for my health's sake, not to mention my own sense of self-esteem and just quality of life, I knew I wanted to lose weight. Well, my wife had gotten a little bit bigger. She was still very beautiful. And I obviously...
A little bit bigger, you
being,
say?
Being a person who wishes to live to see the next day, never commented upon my beautiful bride's weight. I didn't even notice it. In fact, she just mentioned it to me. But I did notice...
I don't know how you didn't miss that wild load coming through. I felt like, what is it, from Madagascar? Whenever that hippo gets out of the water and then...
Hey, like him big.
Yeah, and then,
hey,
that, like then the girl hippo's laying on the rock and he's like, dang, girl, you huge. You know, that's how I felt. Moto was his name.
I have seen that, but she, anyway, my bride was beautiful. I didn't even notice it, but she mentioned that she was concerned about her weight. She got with Tyroma, and Tyroma said, try this. Worked for Oprah. Maybe it'll work for you. And so I saw what it entailed, and gradually Randy lost. How much have you lost? I mean,
so,
that's a lot.
Well, we'll talk about my experience really quickly, and I will answer that question. When I went to go and do Ozempic, I want to show you this photo, and I'm going to show the screen here as well, because my mom sent this to me. Always depend on Cindy Nayland to tell you the truth. All a Southern mama always knows best. This is us. This
chunky.
Is us. Yeah, chunky. Moto.
See, you're beautiful. I don't even notice you have any weight there.
Well, I do. But that was me in a size 16 jean.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you wearing now?
I am currently wearing a size 4, like 2-4 jean.
Hell yeah. Good job.
But
girl.
I weigh what I weighed before I got pregnant with Amelia. But that's not my whole thing about all of this with Ozempic. I've had people there tell me, they're like, oh, well, you know, why did you do it? Well, when I'm sitting and I'm in the NICU and I've never been able to pump or breastfeed ever, like never could do it. And then with Maggie, I'll never forget the doctor. He looked at me and he says, are you pumping? I was like, I'm trying. He goes, you're pumping. I need it. It's the magic thing I can't do. It's going to heal her. Pump. And I'm like, okay, yes, sir. Okay, I'll pump. So I pumped. Well, I didn't realize that I would want to eat like a moose. And I remember eating an Uncrestable every 2 or 3 Uncrestables, like every night, almost like the bad breakup that you have, you know, where you just want to eat everything. But instead I was like having to eat that to pump. I was so hungry. Pumping was great for Maggie, and I really believe it helped save her. But when we got home and I tried to fix my pumping schedule while she was in the hospital, I tried to fix it on her feeding time. I realized when we got home, she wasn't strong enough to nurse. So I mentally could not pump, live in a home remodel, and have to feed a baby all at the same time. So I made it for about 1 more month. And I was like, okay, you know, I cried. I remember just crying to you. I was like, okay, I'm done. I mentally can't do this. And then I remember going and putting on these jeans, and they didn't fit. And I didn't realize how heavy I was because I never really looked in the mirror, because number one, I didn't have the time to look in the mirror. And then when I did, I was like, oh, we got to do something. And I remember going to see my doctor, Dr. Lori Austin, who was an angel from heaven, and I love her. And she looked at me and she said, you weigh 195 pounds. I almost weighed 200 pounds. And I don't think I've ever told you that. And I said, oh, shit. And she looked at me and she's very conservative.
You never have told me that.
And she says, Randy, my grandfather, he died at 55 of a heart attack. My dad had open heart surgery. And so what's going through my mind is I'm going to die of heart problem because I'm a heifer and I'm a big old fat cow and I'm going to do something about it. And she's like, let's exercise. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, sure, I'll do that. Okay, how am I able to exercise with a baby on oxygen, you know, and live in a home remodel? Our kitchen wasn't done. And then Amelia started pre-K. I'm like, okay, what can I do? How can I do all this? Well, then I heard about Ozempic. And I'm not ashamed. If there's an easy way out to do something, put my ass on that wagon. I will drive
better
the damn bus.
Better living through chemistry. Yeah.
And we got on it, and I slowly started seeing the weight falling off. And people are asking me, what are the side effects? For me personally, I noticed a little bit of nausea and mostly constipation, but it's nothing that magnesium can't fix. And magnesium also helps you sleep. Fun fact, if you get the right amount of magnesium for your body, it helps your joints. But I remember just being like, I remember going to the lake house during the summer last year and me pushing Amelia on the swing, and like physically, all I did was push her, like being exhausted and being like, I'm a fat fuck. I've got to do something. I can't do this anymore. And so, and then I got on it and started working out, making better decisions with my food. And then I'm getting slowly tapering off of it. because we're talking about having another baby, you know, we're the crazy people that would love to have another child after all that we've been through in the NICU, and he'll sign us up again, but not for the NICU part. Just the baby part would be great.
Want to visit, but not be there. Yeah.
But I mean, for me, it was just, I physically, my body has been, went through so much of the, my placenta ruptured, and then I was pumping, and then I got home, and then stress eating, and just everything. And I just was like, I need help. I can't do this on my own. And so when I found Tyroma and she hooked me up, I call it the good juice, and she took care of me and still does take care. She does my Botox. And I mean, I don't want my face to ever move. And she does a great job at that as well. But it's given me more confidence. Like how I look is nice. But I'll work out with Jordan Coonson, you know, I want to have a peach honey, you know, that's everybody's dream. But I think the biggest thing for me has been this weekend, we went to the lake with our kids and I pushed my daughter on the swing, and like, I was able to go for longer than 3 minutes and not feel like I was hyperventilating. Like, it felt like I had more endurance and I felt better.
It's a good health move.
Yeah. Too. And one thing I would say is that I have noticed it has taken some of my muscle mass. My butt is like a peach that's been sitting in there in the refrigerator for just a little bit long, where it's a little bit deflated. But after Jordan will get a hold of me, like, nothing that a month can't fix.
A few squats, it'll be fine.
You know, but I mean, that's another.
I haven't noticed anything. It looks great.
Thanks.
So how much weight did you lose? You promised that answer.
Also, in the middle of that, I got the stomach bug.
That helps.
So that stomach bug really helped as well. Yeah. But I weigh 130 pounds. And that's with a boob job. And those are probably about 10 to 12 pounds. So I'm pretty proud of myself.
You lost about 60 plus pounds on Ozempic. Good job.
Yeah.
And I've lost about 35.
Yeah.
I'm down into the, depending on the day and depending on whether I've had Captain D's the night before.
Yeah. And that's another thing.
Or
like
a cake or something.
You can eat sometimes. What Amelia calls it, sometimes foods, you know, but you just be cautious of what you're eating and really think about it. And, you know, like last night we went to Captain D's. It was great, you know, but we didn't.
Yeah, we're not going to do that every day. But so what they do, or at least the way they did it for us, is they start you on a lower dosage. Now, the thing that puts off a lot of people, I would think, is that it has to be injected. This is not a pill. You inject it. Now, it's an insulin needle, which is designed to be given to folks every day. It really is. I hate to say painless because that's overused, but it really is nothing. It's like the smallest pinch and then you're done and then it goes in. They start you on about 20.
No, 10.
Was it 10 milliliters?
Yeah, we started you on 10 milliliters. And what I love about Tyroma is that she has conversations with you over the internet, like telehealth, and tells you what you need to do.
Yeah. And so gradually they'll build up. Randy and I both got up to, and this is over the course of weeks, right? So your body adjusts to it. You get up to, I think at one point I was even taking 70 milliliters. I've backed off of that just because I think I feel better on about 60. But what it does is it really does. It suppresses your appetite enough, but you're still hungry. You still like the same things. You can still eat, but I found myself, you know, I would get portions in the size that I had been getting them all along, and I'd get these big portions of food and have them out on my plate and things I ordered at the restaurant and would eat, and I would only be able to eat a third of what I had before, and I just wouldn't want it. And alcohol, one drink is still great. It's fine. Two drinks, you're getting there, but for like three or more drinks, it makes you feel
like shit.
Poorly.
Yeah. And they advise you to not
hangovers
drink.
Hangovers hurt more than
they advise
used
you to not drink on this at all. But I'm not going to lie. I have had like a glass of wine with it and I've been okay.
Yeah.
But if you, when we went to Memphis for our anniversary and I had more, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like it was rough. And there's nothing like being in your early 30s and having a hangover. It's just, it's rough.
Try being in your mid 50s. So.
Yeah, well, not there yet.
But anyway, the Ozempic, it really helps restrain these appetites in a way that you don't even notice it. And the weight rolls off. Now your body adjusts, and that's why you go up a little bit here and there. And, you know, I'm about What, about 8 months into this now? You're a good year into it now. Mm-hmm. And the only side effect really early on was you do get clogged up a little bit. But as the body adjusted, everything else just fell into place. And by losing that weight, and it's once a week shot. You're not doing this every day, right?
Yes, so
you're
doing once a week.
Once a week. By losing all that weight, I found the same thing you did. I have a lot more energy.
Yeah, you do.
That's my girl.
You do have more energy.
Yeah. And everything is easier and everything is better. And it's, I need to get back into running and biking and doing these things. But I still haven't been able to find the time to do that. And the weight has still come off. Now, they tell you to be sure to exercise and eat properly and do all the things you're supposed to be doing anyway. And if you do, your results apparently be more faster, and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. And please understand, this isn't medical advice. We're not doctors. We're just talking about what we went through and saw. And I've had fun with people when some of the folks that come up and they'll say, how'd you lose that weight? And I'll say, I've just been living at the foot of the cross. And if they know me, they look at me kind of funny and they weren't expecting that answer. And I said, nah, shit, I've been taking Ozempic. That stuff works. And usually get a laugh for that. No offense to anybody. But it's just, you know, you can, clean living is one way to do it. Hard work and exercise another. And Ozempic is another way to do it. And the thing is, that has fit this stage of our lives very well right now and enabled us to restore some desperately needed healthy equilibrium to our lives. And there's a lot of people that seem ashamed of it.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed.
No, like, not at all.
I would be their spokesperson on their radio or their TV ad. Like, it is anything that I can do to have more energy sexually or physically, to have with my children and push them around in a tire swing and not feel like I'm running out of breath. Sign my ass up, please. Yeah. I'll be the first one to take it. Here I am. And like, it's worked wonders.
Yeah. And we were talking about what topics to go over today. And
that's been our number one most requested thing other than sex, which we can only talk about sex so much, you know, but it's been,
we talk about it as much as you want.
People are like, oh my gosh, you've lost all this weight. I just recently collaborated with a boutique in Georgia that I actually met her when I was planning a wedding, and it's called Flourish Boutique. And Emily there, she's wonderful. Her mom's name is Randy and she is a wedding florist. And all I did was stop in her boutique while I was there planning a wedding, and I love her clothing. She's got great prices, and reached out to her, and she and I have been talking about collaborating, and I've showed a dress on Instagram over the weekend, and it's just a cute, simple black dress under $50. And my phone's gone insane. They're like, oh my gosh, how have you lost this weight? What are you doing? Where did you get this dress? You know, and it's been great because I've been able to feel more comfortable in my skin, wear things that I, you know, want to be able to wear, because, you know, let's just face it. I mean, fat can only look good so many ways. I always think of Julie Brooks and Karen Brooks. She used to coach volleyball, and I'm going somewhere
you need
with
to
this.
Elaborate.
I am at Cookeville High School. And Julie and I grew up together, and we used to want to tan in the tanning bed that Karen had in her basement. And she says, girls, fat looks better tan. And so every time I always think about when I was heavy and healthy, I would buy a shit ton of self-tanner thinking, well, fat looks better tan, and I can't go in a tanning bed because what if my milk dries up? So I never Googled that. I probably shouldn't, but I just remember being like, I'm going to lather on this self-tanner because I was so thick and healthy that I needed, you know, just fat looks better tan. But now here my pale ass is as white as a ghost, and I'm comfortable in my own skin, and it's all because of Ozempic.
People treat it like there's some stigma. I just haven't come across it. I don't know why there would be. I mean, it's medicine. You can take it. I mean, yeah, is it more macho? Is it more rewarding to be able to say, yes, through self-denial and extreme self-sacrifice, I lost 50 pounds? It is. I've done that. But I'm here to tell you, having done both, try the Ozempic. It's a hell of a lot better, and it works, and it's faster, and you don't have to. And I'm not saying don't exercise. I love to exercise. I miss the long runs that I used to have. I still, every now and again, I'll come across parts of my old running routes and think about that, because Fun fact about long distance running. If you're only doing 5Ks, get on out there and get going, because it's about mile five that your mind opens up and you're freed and you're just, the endorphins kick in and it's really nice. They would start running out around mile 13 or 14 for me. I did three marathons during that time. I did a lot of half marathons, but it's really good. So if you're into running and you're wondering why that first 2-3 miles stink, it's because they stink. That's just the way it is. The body's like, what are we doing? Why are we out here? Why are we sweating? And then you get to about mile five, it's like, I'm free. I'm alive. It's really good. Now, I'm not there. I think I could probably run about 100 yards and I'd probably keel over. But I can run 100 yards more than I could before I got on this Ozempic and lost the weight. And life is easier and better without an unhealthy level of weight. Now, I'm still not at what anyone would call a trim fighting weight. What I weighed when I played rugby at UT is still a long ways off, but I feel better.
Yeah, and it is. And like another side effect is that, not really side effect, but it is expensive. So, you know, I would talk to your doctor and figure out if it works for you. And if it does, then call Tyroma. It's right around 400-ish a month. Might be a little bit more, but it's between $4 and $475 a month to get on it. And to me, for my health, it was definitely worth it, because I've been through everything. And to be able to say that, hey, I've lost weight by a medicine that doesn't have a lot of side effects. And then for another thing for me was, can I get off of it and still get pregnant? Because I know that there's some medicines that you can get on that have crazy side effects that can affect you. And the answer is yes. So I've slowly, like, now I think I'm taking like 30, and I was at 70. And so this is the week I'll do 20. So I'm slowly coming off of it. And then hopes for round, you know, 3 for myself for another baby. But, you know, it is definitely something that you can get on and get pregnant. And then after you have a baby, you can get back on.
Yeah, you don't really notice it. You don't think about it unless it's shot time. And that's just because it's shot time, you mm-hmm. know, and it's done and you go on. Fun fact I learned, if you're doing an intramuscular buttock shot, now you don't have to do that with Ozempic, but they, according to the all-knowing internet, you look at the buttock target and you draw like a cross on it, and you go in if it's the left cheek, you go in the upper left. If it's the right cheek, you go in the upper right. And that's where you can safely deliver the shot, because there's no nerves, there's no anything there. Anywhere else you go, you might hit something, but it's all just good old juicy meat in those top outside portions. So take that home with you.
Yeah, and when you do your Ozempic shot, you can
get the hams
most
in the right
of the time
place.
You do it in your stomach.
Yeah,
and or you can do it in your arm, like yeah. You have to hold your arm up like this, and then do it right here up underneath
yeah.
your arm,
or where your tricep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where I do. I've done mine at.
Yeah.
It's so nice to be able to, like, over time since I've started it. And then now it's like, I don't have a stomach to hold now. And I still do. I've never had a stomach, but yeah. Then like going through my C-section and Maggie and everything, like, I was getting a stomach, and that bothered me, because I had Amelia, and then my stomach was as flat as a wall, you know. But now that I'm in my 30s, I feel like after you have kids, you get more of that middle section. And so for me, that's something that I've really been trying to build up my muscles again, because I feel like my muscles separated some after the C-section, because I feel like I was just gutted like a deer. It was so quick. And then they pieced it back together as best they could. And my muscles have just been a little weak. And so, you know, with working out and then being able to do all that I need to do, and losing the weight, it's like, yeah, if I want to wear, you know, this, I can wear this. Or, you know, oh, wow, I can get back into these jeans. Every woman has a pair of jeans in their closet that were their magic jeans, almost like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants jeans, that they pray to God that they'll be able to get back into one day. And now I can say those jeans for me are too big.
Heck yeah.
And so it's been, hell yeah.
Hell
so
yeah.
Now
way to go, baby.
Big Booty Judy is going to be looking good and other things. So
Hit those squats. Yeah. All right. Well,
thanks.
We've come to the end of another episode. We hope this has been helpful for you. We hope it's encouraged some of you to maybe try something different and make a change. Hey, if you liked it, please go to Apple. Please go to Spotify. Rate us high. Give us 5 stars. Say something nice. If you didn't like what you hear, if you just sat there and it just made you grumble and you say, those fat people should have just stayed fat and that's just the way they ought to be, you know, that's fine. It's your right. You sit there and thank you, but please don't tell nobody.